This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. And we are starting with the weekly claims for unemployment. New claims fell last week to the lowest level in 4.5 years. That's good fodder for Adolfo Lorente, who is with me live. He is Deputy Chief Economist for Mesro Financial in Chicago. Good morning. So before the overall hiring picture can improve, you know, people got to stop getting laid off. And this would seem like a good indication of that, yeah?
I would agree. This is a good progress. You can still claim that it's slow-paced, it's uneven around the country, but it's a progress nonetheless. It's consistent with other indicators of labor market we have seen in a recent week. First and foremost, the job report last week. So if you want to complain about the slow pace of the job market recovery, you have still plenty of evidence. You do not need to go and question the integrity of statistical agencies, which is silly. In fact, this is an improvement. It cannot be denied, you know, no matter how short of expectation this may be. So let's just hope it will continue going forward despite all the uncertainty that still surrounds the economic outlook.
And let's take a look at the news out of Europe today. S&P has downgraded the sovereign debt of Spain. Accordingly, as I check now, the yield on Spanish bonds is going up, which, of course, only increases the pressure on Spain. What's S&P saying when they do this, and what do you make of the timing?
Well, this is not exactly a surprise. I think the downgrade is a result of the deepening recession in Spain, the social unrest, the delays in the government request for help from the European partners. At the same time, there is no denial that Spain is making huge efforts to improve the fiscal position with austerity and economic reform. So the timing is a little bit disappointing, to be honest. I think that rating agency would claim they are referee. In reality, oftentimes they end up interjecting themselves into the fray and they become players. And I think not everyone is very comfortable with that.
Adolfo Lorente with Mesro Financial in Chicago. Thanks as always.
Thank you.